This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and, well, to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or you can go over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. As well, friends, Sons of Liberty Media over there on Facebook as well. Can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Again, we are doing live radio. Do understand that we got scrolling right now, Obama, the pro wrestler president. That's by none other than Eric Rush. Again, friends, all the contributors that we have over here on sonsoflibertymedia.com are not just hearers of the word, they're doers of the word. They're a part of the culture war. They're about bringing about the resolve that's needed concerning what's going on in America's situations, to the left and to the right and to every direction that you go, because you're being inundated and you are under attack by an administration that is lawless at every turn. So again, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just giving you some of the headlines right now. Mask off. Idaho City threatens Christian pastors with jail who did not submit to their totalitarian methods. Then we also have Defending America's Undisputed Christian Heritage. We also know that last week the Houston queer mayor stands down on her subpoena after her little scheme, her little escapade over there became national news. So we understand when America stands up, criminals stand down, and see, that's how it works, friends. Again, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just giving you some of the headlines real quick. Planned Parenthood's ministers and minions, and why abortion is still illegal 40 years after Roe versus Wade. For those that are under the delusion, that abortion is legal, I want to let you know that you are sadly mistaken at every sense of the word. It may look like law, have the color of law, but it is not law, friends. And how you could even suggest that it could be lawful in any sense of the word, even for the excuses that they use, the baby's health or the mother's health, well, one of them's got to go. That's less than 1%. 99% of all abortions are, they take place because of social reasons. In other words, they teach the young people how to commit the act. Then when the baby is conceived through the act of fornication, sex before marriage, or adultery, well, then they're conveniently right there to take your money as they murder your baby. And so that's how this all works. And I also want to let you know, friends, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Just saying. And it just amazes me that 78% of America professes their Christianity, and they say that they're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, and that the love of God has been shed abroad in their hearts. But it's interesting, they don't stand against the things that God commands. They just submit and they concede to the enemies in the wiles of the enemies at every turn. So I'm trying to figure out who they are born of, because if they're born of the Spirit, guess what? They're going to do the things of the Spirit. And if they've been saved from their sins and they understand the sacrifice on the behalf of God the Father through Jesus Christ, His Son, on our behalf, guess what? That's going to become the great sin killer is the blood of Jesus Christ. And if we see that it was our sin that put him up on the cross in the first place, guess what we're going to do, friends? At every turn, we're going to combat everything that put Jesus Christ up on that cross, namely our sins. And now that we're repenting, guess what? We lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the passive judgment. Proverbs 8, and by the way, that is the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. So, friends, do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have a live stream, which has been doing pretty well. It's slowly taking off, but if you check it out, it just shows you the live stream coming out of the studio here in the state of Minnesota. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our deeds because we love 1 John 3:18. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be. When your brains are in somebody else's head, we want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, and we always want to be led by the Spirit. As the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And speaking of the Bible, did you know that Daniel Webster and also Noah Webster, who were the schoolmasters of the Republic, basically said that education is useless without the Bible. Noah Webster said the Bible was America's basic textbook in all fields. God's word contained in the Bible has furnished all necessary rules to direct our conduct. How do we know what's right and wrong but finding it in the Bible? Now, love him or hate him, Abraham Lincoln said this, "In regards to the great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift of God that God has given to man. All the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for men's welfare here and hereafter are found and portrayed in it." Now, we have to understand that the Word of God, we have to, you know, I saw a Facebook post a while back where people in China were getting a Bible for the first time.
Yep.
And it really broke your heart because literally, it's almost like, you know, picture a bunch of kids on Christmas morning in America.
They found their treasure.
They did. You know, they're going after their, going after their toys, what most kids would do on Christmas morning. These men and women who are getting Bibles for the first time literally rushed to the box where it was. When they grabbed it, they kissed it, they were holding it, some of them were crying. And then as soon as the rush happened after they all got their Bibles, then it was quiet because they all sat down to read them. The Bible is so precious, but I think in America we take it for granted because we've got one
totally
in every hotel room. We've got three or four of them or more in every household.
Who needs God when you have prosperity?
Exactly.
And isn't that the very thing the Lord told you to be aware of?
That's
in
right.
The book of Deuteronomy?
And we need to understand the Bible is the precious book that gives our guide for our life, that tells us right from wrong, that gives us all sense of direction, and we need to make sure that we treasure God's word.
Well, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. And it's interesting, in America, most people, again, going back to those that proclaim, and I don't mean to be demeaning or condemning. I'm just talking about the issue of separating the sheep from the goat continuously. In most cases in America, you could write on the top of America and the American people's Bibles the word damnation. They're so dusty because they haven't been opened.
Right.
So whose fault would that be? Would that be mine for actually pointing the truth out? Well, if it is, well, then correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. You love not the truth.
That's right. And we have a job to do. And now I want to go back to something that John Dickinson said, signer of the Declaration of the USA Constitution. He said, "The rights essential to happiness, we claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and the Lord of all the earth." So
again,
what do we have? We have him. Amen.
Go back to the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence. Folks, when we're coming back here with the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to introduce you to George Washington and the forefathers and see how they respond after a 20-minute conversation. Sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Just a heads up, friends, Friday, Brian Colfage, he is, well, the most seriously wounded airman in U.S. history. He's a triple amputee. He'll be with us on Friday to answer, well, ISIS threats against military families in America. Folks, I mean, this, you know, not to get off the point here concerning the show, but is that not, or the topic, I should say, is it not interesting that here we have the American government warning the families, the military families in America of ISIS? I want you to think about it. I want you to just think about that. Your president, his administration, the government that you've allowed him to take the reins on, and also keep in mind he's never ran a candy store. Interestingly enough, they're warning military families in this country, those that serve we the people, those that serve and give the privilege to those that serve we the people through our representation, the opportunity to serve, these people, instead of doing their job in dealing with ISIS, they're warning the families of the military men that are fighting their unconstitutional wars overseas, that ISIS may just come after you in America.
Shameful.
How much further backwards do you suppose, America, this can go? How much? The walls are down. You know, we always talk about how our backs are up against the wall. Let me tell you this, they keep pushing the walls back. And this is how you allow judgment to become backwards in every sense and every step of the way. Matter of fact, we just a couple weeks ago sat with a family who lost one of their sons in extortion 17. And they had actually brought the topic up concerning how ISIS is threatening military families in America. And I looked at them and I said, not that I can't believe it, because it's getting to the point in my life, friends, where anything that happens, it doesn't surprise me anymore. And what surprises me is, again, going back to the responsible party, it doesn't surprise me as to what the American people will tolerate. That's really what I'm trying to say here. But in saying that, just think. They've already lost their son in extortion 17. They took out, supposedly, we've been told, Osama bin Laden. We never seen his body. He was just dumped into the water right away. Isn't that interesting, friends? He kills 3,000 Americans, supposedly, we're told, but yet now we're under attack by the government that told us that. And for some reason, you know, Osama bin Laden's been taken out for a high concerning this ministry. I'm sorry, not this ministry, but this demonic ministry, I might add, this administration. And all of a sudden, his body's dumped into the water. And the American people just, oh, we got Osama, we got Osama, as if to say what has been told to them since day one concerning this administration, or even the last four administrations, if anything's been true. I mean, that's where we're at. America acts as if anything that has been told to them is true. But going back to this family, their son was killed in a helicopter in Afghanistan. The team that was responsible for supposedly taking out Osama bin Laden. Our government tells them ISIS might come after you in America. You want to tell me why America is not on the streets dealing with this lawfully? Wow. I can sit here for the next 50 minutes and say, wow. Wow! Let's take this over. But we're going to have, by the way, we're going to have Brian Colfidge on the radio. And you know what? You can say, Bradley, you know, your message is always so condemning. It's not condemning to those that are doing something about the problem. It's not condemnation to those that are walking in the light. John 3:18. The condemnation is to those that don't believe. The wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience. Disobedience. My message is a rock of stumbling and a rock of offense to those that don't obey. So to me, the stumbling block to me is that I when I look at my country and I see what we have. And we have the greatest country in the world, and we still do. We have the freest nation in the world, and we still do, regardless of, no matter how bad it is, we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. That's what bothers me more than anything. It's the wrong things that bother right people. And the message to those that walk in the truth is, listen, we can do this, but if you want to sit around and watch an administration spoil the rest of your country, go ahead and do it. We can already see clearly. Matter of fact, I was just talking. Steph, I'm talking to you real quick. I just talked to our friend Greg Quinlan, who came out of the homosexual lifestyle. He's going to be doing some articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's in the fight. He's in the culture war. First thing he said to me when I got him on the phone, he said, did you know that in... New Jersey, he said, you know, you should see the stringency that they put on the people that own a gun, even a BB gun. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. And then he jumped right over to the gay topic. Now, that's one violation. See, because when they remove your guns, America, you need to understand everything else is gone, too. Because you don't have anything to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. And by the way, that is the whole purpose of being armed in the first place. Okay. It's not just to go hunting. I know there's a lot of people that like to avoid the obvious, but just so you know, the reason that we were an armed people, friends, is in case our government got out of hand. But what's interesting here is he goes right over to the gay issue and he said, you know, you see all this stuff happening with the radical homosexuals? I said, yes, sir. He said, they've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah.
And the American people have been laughing about it for a long time. Now they're beginning to understand there's nothing to laugh about.
Right.
See, because America, you need to understand that that whole gay agenda is about upending your sovereignty to give power to an enemy to rule over you and to enslave you. Especially them that don't deal with the issues. You can avoid it all you want, but sooner or later you're going to have to deal with the consequence. It's just like Judgment Day. You can go ahead and live the way that you want and think you're going to get saved on your deathbed. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. What, you live for the devil your whole life, and then right before you die, you say a prayer to Jesus, and you're taught by the local whore or hireling that it's okay, that you're gonna go into heaven now because the grace of God covers you? Where's your heart? Where could your heart be? And then take that to the natural. I got a question for the American people. How can we stand back and allow this stuff? Really, honestly. If anybody would like to call in and share with me, you know, and I'm sure I'm going to hear a couple of these. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, no. There again, you are sadly mistaken. See, the problem is you have every inch of freedom to right the wrongs, to do something about the problems. And you know what? The sad fact is, you know that. Really, what it comes down to is the fact that you don't want to do anything about what's going on in your country. That's the problem. And again, those that are actually doing something, they totally understand maybe the frustration that's coming out of my heart right now. And I don't mean to backhand people that are worthless in the first place, but sometimes I think it's just a good idea to remind you how worthless you really are. Because you do nothing, you don't deserve the freedoms that you've got. You shame the sacrifice at every turn because, again, you do nothing both in the natural and the spiritual. The devil can't even use you. Matter of fact, the enemy can't even use you in the natural. He just can't wait to get to the point where he can actually take you out because that's exactly what he means to do. So here we are, America. Take it for what it is. But enough is enough. You know, and everybody in this country is talking about revival and having revival. Well, let me remind you, friends, you cannot revive what ain't dead. And America is joined, it is at every turn, enjoying sin for a season. And we all know what the end of sin is. It's death. And let me take that to the natural. Going again over to John Adams, the second president of the United States, who comes to my aid when he said, decadence follows luxury. Decadence follows luxury. You know what I mean? What would you think of a man that was so sick that someone actually had a cure for him and he did everything in his power to avoid the person that could actually heal his disease? Because the diseased one doesn't want to know. He knows within himself something's completely wrong, but he doesn't actually want to come to terms with the fact that he is sick, he has a disease, and he needs someone that can heal him. What would you think of the person, friends, that would avoid a person that actually has the answer?
I think he's crazy.
That's exactly right. But I want to tell you something. I know a person that has the answer, and his name is Jesus Christ. To every dilemma that we have in this country, he offers the answer. Now, it reminds me of Jeremiah 6:16. Go back to the old past, but the people responded and said, we wouldn't go back to the old past. So God responded again and said, okay, that's fine. You can have it your way. And you're going to wish you didn't pick it, namely your way. The rather you would have answered my way.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Liberty. You can leave that open. Well, let me give you a quote. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. Thomas Jefferson said that. Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like spirits at the dawn of day. Why would they vanish? Because they knew the people during the time of the revolution wouldn't tolerate it. James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution, said this, a popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce of a tragedy, or perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. And see, the American people have the knowledge. So therefore, they have to be ignorant willfully. As I've said in the past, you can transport some people to the sun and they still wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. James Madison goes on, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. James Madison, again, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States, said, it will be of little avail to the people that the laws are made by men of their own choice if the laws be so You want to use the word?
I can't see the word from here. Hold that point.
There we go. There we go.
Voluminous.
Oh, yeah. Last time I said the Immokalee, so I just thought I'd give you that one.
Voluminous.
The voluminous that they cannot be read or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. This is exactly how they talk today, friends. If they be repealed or revised before they are promulgated or undergo such incessant changes that no man who knows that the law is today can guess what it will be tomorrow. Law is defined to be a rule of action. Only God can give, friends. But how can that be a rule which is little known and less fixed? See, that's an arbitrary government. That's what's happening in America today. They're not ruled by law. They're ruled by their immoralities, their father. George Washington said, "The hour is fast approaching on which the honor and success of this army and the safety of our bleeding country depend." Our bleeding country depend. Remember, officers and soldiers, that you are freemen fighting for the blessings of liberty, that slavery will be your portion and that of your posterity if you do not acquit yourselves like men. Wow.
That's a great quote.
Boy, now, hey, there's no condemnation in that coming from a man that's bleeding for the freedoms of America, right? Well, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. See, this is a voice that men of action understand, and they respond to it. But to others, it's condemning. Not to me. When God corrects, chastises, or reproves, or instructs in righteousness, guess what? I find that to be the hand of divinity, because he loves. If you go without chastisements, you're bastards and not sons. But friends, we've gone past the point of just chastisement. Now we have judgment reigning because you won't be chastised, friends, is really what it comes down to. Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty, said, "The liberties of a people never were nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Is that what's happening today? From the most transparent administration in the history of the presidency of the United States of America? By the way, he is very transparent, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. That's all you have to do is pay attention to what he says, because he does the opposite. That's what exposes him for who he is. So when he said he wanted the most transparent administration, he's exactly right. He nailed it right on the head. I don't think the man has done anything lawfully, all the way to his name, his social security, his identity, his home country. There's nothing upright about this administration, friends. I mean, that's like giving, you know, you have you and your posterity and your brothers and your sisters and your neighbors and your communities and your states and your cities, not in that order, are on a boat. And you just give yourself over to the captain and say, well, wherever you take us, that's where we're going. And we're okay with it.
Yeah.
But what if he's taking that shit back to Egypt like it talks about under judgment? What if that individual is giving you to subject yourself, like it or not, unto a foreign people? A foreign law, a foreign land, because that's what is happening. But America's already known this. We see this on a daily basis. It was Thomas Jefferson again that rightly said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Does the government seem like they're afraid of the American people? They would be had the American people understood what's really going on. Because they know, again, as I shared on Saturday, or I'm sorry, on yesterday's show, that everything they do is through deception, through a lie. Let me go back to the forefathers again, just so I can show you. Well, some might say, well, Bradley, this is vinegar and not honey. You want to win the people. No, I'm winning those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. I'm winning those that are truly sheep. I'm winning those that truly understand how the Spirit operates. He comes through the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment before he woos them. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. The law is our schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, that they might be justified by faith. How was asked the question to the man in hell? Well, actually, the rich man that was in hell, he went to the Lord, and he said to him, hey, I want you to go after the fact. He didn't listen to anybody. He wanted to do it his way. And interestingly enough, when he was in hell, he wanted to go get his five brothers, and he wanted the Lord to go warn them about this place in which he was. And what did the Lord say to them? They have the law and the prophets. If they won't listen to the law or the prophets and Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. See, the good news is to those that are dead in sin, that understand the purpose of the law of God, that it does nothing but condemn. And those that believe, that is the good news, because they're dead in sin and they're quickened by grace, Ephesians 2. So friends, keep in mind, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ are those that have been a state of repentance by a work of the Holy Ghost to bring them to the things of Christ, that they may be a partaker of the benefit. Okay? Let me go on to Noah Webster here. He said, if the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made not for the public good, so much as for the selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. Is that what's happening? This is the voice of truth, friends. Do you like it? I do. I love it. Noah Webster goes on, if a Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect God's divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. That's why John Adams said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Let's go back to another Sons of Liberty. His name is Samuel Adams. He said this. He, therefore, is the truest friend of the liberty of this country, who tries most to promote its virtue, and who, so far as his power and influence extend, will not allow a man to be chosen into any office of power and trust who is not a wise and virtuous man. The sum of all of this, we would most truly enjoy the gift of heaven. Let us become a virtuous people. Sons of Liberty, cousin of John Adams. Samuel Adams was actually 13 years his senior. But you want to talk about brilliant men of God? The intellect? They tower over the wisest in which we have today in America, friends. They belittle them. The smartest we have, the most intellectual we have today, friends, and I'm talking about righteous men as well as intellectual men, they're like a bunch of kids with diapers on compared to what our forefathers were. Not even close. Listen to what President James Garfield said. I want you to hear it directly from them, friends, all the prophetic warnings concerning what's taking place today. And of course they got it from the Bible. James Garfield is a preacher, friends. No more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Who is Congress? You are. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because, not because of the president, not because of Congress, not because of our representatives, but it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of that nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. The people. You know, friends, I got to add this, because on a daily basis, I get my Facebook is maxed out. I have over 5,000 friends just on my personal Facebook where they are emailing me, telling me to talk about this, that, or the other thing. I have national friends that will email me, and if you're listening, I am talking to you. Bradley, you need to talk about this, or you need to hit that, this, that, or the other thing. I'll tell them, why don't you write out an article, and then I'll post it. You know what happens, friends? Absolutely nothing. I don't know why. Because they love their freedom so much, yet they're not willing to fight for it. They don't want to put their necks out there for the people. That's how much they hate you, America. And yes, it is equated to hate. Read 1 John. See, love is a companion of truth. And truth is what makes men free. And silence brings one to bondage. As the Bible tells us, a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. They would rather say nice things to people rather than open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. You know, they love you so much, they don't want to tell you that they're the ship that everybody's on in this country. the ship that they're on as well as the one that you're on. They don't want to tell you that the ship is burning because they don't want to call out the corruption of the captain that's steering that ship. That's how much they love you, friends. And, of course, I'm being facetious. It's really how much they hate you. Because love warns. But yet we see this dissimulated, fiend, counterfeit love that holds its peace when it shall proclaim the truth on a daily basis. But again, we can't live our brothers, we can't love them until we first love God, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again. Folks, keep in mind, Thomas Jefferson was the one that said that the people are the law concerning this republic that are ruled by God's moral law, which Christ fulfilled. Thomas Jefferson said, "Who works for whom? I consider the people who constitute a society or a nation as the source of all authority in that nation." Keep in mind, friends, government works for you. You don't work for them. Thomas Jefferson also said, "Justice, I deem one of the essential principles of our government, equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political." See, the American people need to set a precedent concerning their representatives, and they need to bring forth justice upon those that corrupt the system. And if they fail to bring forth justice, it's because they themselves have not been brought to justice or to repentance. That's your choice. You can't sit there and talk about the board that's in the government's eye if you haven't first removed the board out of your own eye, Matthew 7. And until it's removed from your eye and you practice what you preach, don't bother complaining about the government because they're doing the same things that you're allowing them to do and you're probably guilty of. Don't shout me down. It's true. It's totally true. I have yet to have an instance or interaction with anybody more than 5 minutes at a tea party as to understand why we are where we're at today. They're complaining about the government, and then the next thing you know, they walk over, they sit down, have a drink, curse to no end, and watch TV. How do you do that?
Yeah. You can't expect to have...
That's holding the truth and unrighteousness, yeah, is it not?
You can't expect God to show up strong on your behalf when you're living your life in unrighteousness and unholiness. You can't expect God to say, hey, I'm going to bless and prosper the works of your hands. I'm going to give you the victory as you fight the good fight of faith. If you're not obeying his commands, if you're not sanctified, if your heart is not yet converted unto him, why in the world would he bless and prosper what you're trying to do? He wouldn't, because he cannot unite himself with unrighteousness. You have to keep that in mind. If you're going to have a battle and you're
the
going to
the way to part with sin is to unite with Christ.
Exactly.
And they don't want Christ. And I heard a presidential candidate say this. As a matter of fact, his name was Michael Peruca, and he was right on the money when he said this. He said, Bradley, you take one of these conservative meetings or one of these political meetings, and he said, you have Ronald Reagan walk into that room or Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus will be standing over there by himself.
Yeah.
Ha. Wow. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is very interesting. And it's true. If you look at even people always look, oh, what about, you know, Ronald Reagan was such a hero and so on and so forth. Listen, we have a job to do. We cannot dwell in the past and say, oh, this guy was a good leader or this lady really, she really had the stuff to bring it forward. What about us? If not you, then who? If not
now,
then when?
That's right.
You know, you got to place it to yourself and say, listen, yeah, we can talk about great heroes of the past all we want, but wake up.
That's right.
This is this day and age.
You know, I want people to understand my food, too. My food is the same as David's. David chose the way of truth, and he laid the judgments of God before him. Why? Because he feared the Lord with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength. He wanted to walk in the holiness of God, which only the Holy Ghost can actually bring forth through regeneration and renewing, Titus 3, and it was also interesting that he wanted to walk in the light of God's countenance.
Right.
He so cared more about the presence of God than he cared about anything else, but what he had to do is study the judgments of God, lest he should offend the majesty on high. That is the food around here. That is the mindset. Our forefathers sat under hundreds and thousands of Puritan preachers, and I'm talking about sermons of the Puritan preachers, that established what we have today. And that's what we need to get back to. If we want to, Stephanie, in response to what you just said, if we want the response of God, where he writes a book of remembrance of us that fear him, Malachi 3, then guess what? We need to do the same thing. If you want to know the God of Moses, then do what Moses did. If you want to know the God of David, then do what David did.
Yeah.
Because there was a distinction.
If you look at even Moses, the Lord purposely put him in a position where the Lord had to show up strong on his behalf. He really cut them off there at the sea. Why did he do that? So the Lord could show his glory, and so the Lord could bring down judgment upon Pharaoh and upon the Egyptians.
Yeah. But most and show people, himself strong on their behalf.
Yeah, and most people aren't even willing to step a toenail outside of... People say, I want the results that Moses got and David got. Well, are you willing to fight Goliath then?
That's right.
Are you willing to go in front of the face of
and
Pharaoh then?
Just think about this. He was so filled with the Holy Ghost that he didn't even hesitate to go after... What, you know, just take that picture. Saul and his army and the children of Israel were all standing there watching Goliath and the Philistines defy the armies of the living God. And David was so offended that he got out there and he said, listen, why are you in essence standing down when you should be dealing with this joker?
Right.
You know, and it's interesting, after he won, like Joshua and like Caleb, when they said that we can take the land with the fruit in hand, the children of Israel said, you know what, let's stone him.
Right.
That's exactly what Saul did to David.
And they said, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, we can't do this thing.
Give me a break.
I mean,
who created
more,
the giants in the
that's
land?
That's right. Is God more powerful to deal with your enemies? You have to trust in the Lord. It's not by power, not by but my spirit, the Lord says. So we have to understand we can't look at our own strength because, of course, with ourselves and within ourselves, we can do nothing. But as David said, by my God, I can run through a troop. By my God, I can leap over the wall. The Lord gives us the victory.
Well, listen, let's put it this way. If you want to be a champion body, bodybuilder, when you go into the gym, what do you have in front of you all the time?
You have a picture of the guy who's
won
a
7-time Mr. Olympia, right? You don't take some little fat dweeb sitting on a couch and try to emulate that. It's the same thing with what we feed on here. Either we're going to feed on the spirit of the world, or we're going to feed on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, who spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. And because we follow him, guess what we're going to get? We're promised the same results. As a matter of fact, Jesus even said, greater works will you do than I did. There again, it's just a great place to be. We have no excuses not to trust God.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, speaking of trust, I mean, how many times we're on airplanes. I've yet to go up to the cockpit and say, hey, can I see your credentials before you bring me 35,000 feet in the air? Mm-hmm. And I know this is for somebody right now. But the fact of the matter is we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. That's the hard part right there. But in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. And guess what? He does. And it's not fun. It's not easy. But I'll tell you what, he is faithful, and he does not lie as a man does. God is not a man that he should lie. And we know that he does all things in truth and in judgment and in righteousness. So therefore, that's what we need to put ourselves in his hands.
That's right. And I want to say, for those of you that are listening and say, wow, preach it. I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I can't wait to, you know, for 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays, I get a double portion. Listen, we cannot do what we do without the support of the people. Please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. For our new listeners out there, for those of you who have never maybe yet visited our website, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a donate button. And that substantially helps us to be able to go and fulfill our mission, which is to seek and save that which is lost. We were in Minnesota here just last week. We're going to be out in Arizona. We are going out into the highways and the byways and doing all that we can do, because we know that, listen, we can look at our founding forefathers, we can be blessed by what they achieved, but that's not going to keep our freedom. We have to fight diligently to make sure we preserve it for our generations to come.
And keep in mind, he said that he's faithful to 1,000 generations, and he changes not. So therefore, if he didn't change, who changed?
That's right. We change. And if we fail, it's not because God failed us. It's because we failed God.
That's right.
And we failed to look unto him and say, Lord, you can do this through us, not by power, not by might, but again, by your spirit. And that's what the Lord tells us. So for those of you that want to do that, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on the donate button in the top right hand corner, or you can scroll down a little further and go to where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you donate what you can every month, and that is like the foundation that we use to catapult us to be out there and seek and save that which is lost. Please check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm not just saying this because obviously it's our website, it is so powerful, and every article,
look at the responses.
Yeah. I mean, one time even last week I was looking at the articles, it's just like home run after home run after home run. I mean, they were just so empowering and inspirational.
You mean we're not
motivated,
throwing fear down on the people?
Oh my goodness. You read it and you're like, yes, this is another gold nugget of truth. You know, another, you know, ammo, not literally, but, you know, in your pocket,
yes,
that you can use to fight the enemy. So when you're going forward and you want to be inspired and you want to say, listen, I need a good dose
of hope. Hopefully not literally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I need a good dose of hope. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, to check out our store. We've got so many wonderful products that you can use to help those in your own community.
Got a brand new article up, just posted just a couple minutes ago, from our friend Tim Brown, editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our article just came out, Obama Media invented the Ebola crisis. And keep in mind, friends, they use these diversions continuously while they're implementing something. Now, isn't it interesting, since Ebola came out, the major, major attack from the radical homosexuals came out at the same time. And what they're doing is they're trying to get you to fear something through oppressive measures so they can implement something against the will of the people. Again, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Media invented the Ebola crisis. Check that out again, front page. Folks, tomorrow we're going to talk about this. You're meeting with George Washington in 20 minutes, and he wants to know what has happened to his country. What will you say? You've got 20 hours to, well, ponder that. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.